after the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, after he died, they needed to find a successor. Okay, now I don't have books of hadith near me, but I do know that there were traditions that said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam left traditions, and there's about five of them that say he left the Quran and his family. There's one, and it's not even considered sahih, that says I leave the Quran and the Sunnah. And there's five others, and for them I don't know if they're considered sahih or not, that say I leave the Quran alone. And of course the modern Quran alone movement jumps on those hadith. Now perhaps I may need to film a third recording and give the references for these hadith, okay? But in the material that I read, and when I looked them up in the Sunni hadith collections, I found that there were sahih hadith that says that the Prophet left the Quran and his family. There was no sahih hadith, although there were hadith that said he left Quran and Sunnah. Okay, you also have traditions that are in the Sunni hadith books that say the Prophet is the city of knowledge and Ali is the gate of knowledge. Okay, you have authentic hadith in the Sunni books that say things like that. Yet we know from the history books that there was a problem in the beginning after the Prophet died in the succession, and Abu Bakr became the first caliph, followed by Omar, followed by Uthman, and then finally our Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is the fourth caliph. And he ends up getting assassinated. Okay, now if there's such a thing as Sunnah, okay, why is it that the succession, Abu Bakr was chosen by a different method than Omar ibn Khattab, and he was chosen by a different method than Uthman, and Ali was chosen by a different method? Okay, to me it just doesn't seem like it just doesn't seem to me like the process was done fairly, or the process was done even according to Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's wishes. Okay, and why do I say that? Well, that's the third point.